It's to the best of our knowledge. I'm Anne Strainchamps. Today, The Last Moment, part three of our series on death. What happens when we die? When it's time to let go, take that last breath. It's so hard to imagine. As long as we're sitting here, breathing in and out, aware of everything around us, it's almost incomprehensible. As far as we know, we're the only creatures on the planet who have to go through our whole lives knowing there's a deadline. Mostly we try not to think about it, but maybe if we got closer to death, it wouldn't be so scary.
I was very uncomfortable with death for most of my life. I grew up across the street from a cemetery and was terrified of death. If anyone was aging, ill, dying, I went the other way. I had many friends that were diagnosed with serious illnesses. I hate to admit it now, but I was unable to be with them.
Karen Ruppin was like a lot of us, scared of death and dying, uncomfortable even talking about it. But then something happened. She got a job at the one place she couldn't possibly avoid death, hospice.
I can't recall the first death that I witnessed, but it was an elderly woman, and she was non-responsive, and it was a very quiet, peaceful death. I mean, her breathing became a little irregular, and I sat next to her, breathing with her and holding her hand, and after one final exhale, that she didn't have another inhalation, and it was very quiet and very peaceful.
And how did that affect you?
I think I was amazed that the way that people die is just such a mystery. There's life there, and then there's something so different. It's hard to talk about. I think you have to be there and witness the before, during, and after. How, after someone takes their last breath, the physical body is still there, but there's something else that isn't, at least not in the same realm that it was just moments before. Just moments before, one inhalation before.
Isn't that terrifying?
It isn't terrifying to me anymore.
By now, Karen has been present for many deaths, and not only is it no longer terrifying, like a lot of people who work in hospice, she mostly seems to feel a sense of mystery and even wonder in death. I've heard that people who've worked in hospice very often think death is not the end. I've had people say to me, there's weird stuff that you see that you can't explain. Is that true?
It's true for me. I've been with people who describe things that I don't see in ways that seem to be very comforting and exciting for them. I've seen people talk about others that they see in the corner of the room. There's a lot of symbolic talk. I mean, people will say, well, I need to go upstairs, or where's the key? I need my coat. Make sure that my ticket is ready.
And what do you make of it?
They're getting ready to go wherever they're going, and they know it. They know. I remember a New Year's morning, I was sitting with a woman who was describing to me something that she saw out her window. And it was a white dog that was running into the woods, and it would come back to her window and then turn around and go back into the woods. And instead of saying, oh, there's no white dog out there, instead, I asked her more about it, and she told me that she will be following that dog. And the way that she spoke about it was so filled with joy and knowing, I just felt that it was such a gift for her to share that with me.
So I'm watching your face, and you're smiling. There's a bit of joy, wonder?
All of the above. Joy and wonder to be a part of this part of life.
Karen Reppin is a hospice professional. She leads workshops and public conversations on death and dying.